Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, this is Jonathan Dupree, and I want to welcome you to the call today, and we're going to be talking about a couple of laws of leadership to help you grow your business, because the reality is if you work harder on yourself than you do on your business, you will have a successful business. Today, I want to talk about the law of navigation, and the reality is that anyone can steer the ship, but it takes a leader to chart the course. When you think of charting the course, and you think back to our call last week where we talked about the law of process, you need to be process-oriented, and when you're process-oriented, you plan ahead. And so the law of navigation, if you think of the word plan ahead as an acronym, the P stands for predetermine a course of action. The L is for lay out your goals. If you don't have your goals written down, then you're never going to accomplish them. So you've got to lay out your goals. If you don't know what your goals are, if you don't know what you want, you're never going to accomplish them. You're going to be like that piece of driftwood that simply floats along with the current. So you've got to have your goals, and you've got to have SMART goals. And SMART goals, I will talk about in a minute, but they're specific, they're measurable, they're action-oriented, they're realistic, and they're time-bound. That's a SMART goal. So you've got to lay out your goals. Mark Twain said, I can help anybody get what they want out of life. The only problem is I can't find anyone who knows what they want. And so when you lay out your goals, you know what you want, and you have a predetermined course of action to make it become a reality. The A in plan is for adjust your priorities. Anytime you're moving towards a specific result, anytime you're working to accomplish a big goal, anytime you lay out your goals and you have a course of action, you're going to have to adjust your priorities. And simply meaning you're going to have to determine what's important enough for you to commit to. Because if you won't commit to that course of action, then it's not a priority to you. So you might have to adjust your priorities and spend less time watching TV, or less time playing on the computer, or less time on Facebook, or less time doing things that aren't moving you closer to where you want to be. And you need to do more things that are going to close the gap to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And then the N stands for notify key people in your world. So when you're moving towards some worthy ambition, some goal, a big goal that you have, you need to let the people in your world know that this is really important to you. You need to notify them to say, hey, listen, I'm adjusting my priorities. I've got some big goals. Maybe for the next 90 days, we're 80-something days away from Christmas. What you do right now shows up 90 days from now. So maybe you haven't hit your goals. Maybe you haven't made the income that you wanted to make in 2015. Maybe you're making a career change and you've just started your real estate career. And you have some goals and you'd like to have a great Christmas and not have to stress out. Well, what you do today is going to show up at Christmas time. So what you're doing today, the choices that you're making in how you run your business, the actions, the activities that you do, the goals that you set, what you do right now is going to impact and affect the Christmas that you have. So maybe you need to notify your key family members. Maybe you tell your wife or your kids or your husband, your significant other. Maybe you sit down with them and you say, listen, for the next 90 days, I used to do this. I'd sit down with my family and I'd go, listen, for the next 90 days, Dad's going to be working really hard. I'm going to be working some days where I might be late coming home. I might miss a couple family dinners. I'm going to work to be at as many as I can, but I might miss some. I'm going to work in late. I might leave the house early on some days, but it's only for the next 90 days. At the end of that 90 days, we're going to Disney World because Dad's hit a goal. So maybe you have to just notify them and let them know and set some expectations. So the plan is predetermine a course of action, lay out your goals, and make sure that they're smart, specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, and time-bound. Adjust your priorities, simply meaning what are you willing to commit to make the goal become a reality, and then notify the key people in your world of those changes, those priorities. That's the plan. Now let's talk about, we're talking about planning ahead, so let's talk about an acronym for AHEAD. The A is for allow time for acceptance. You have to, in the law of navigation, you have to allow time for you to navigate through this process in hitting your goal. You can't just say, I'm going to plan my course of action, here are my goals, I'm adjusting my priorities, I'm notified everyone, and I want it to happen tomorrow. It just doesn't work like that. There is a process. Back to last week's call. If you didn't listen to last week's call, you can go online to blogtalkradio.com/megaagentcoach. You can listen to the archive of all of our calls. And we talked about the law of process. And change doesn't happen in a day. It happens over a period of time. So allow time for you to grow. Maybe you're starting a brand new career. Give yourself time to learn this business. But that doesn't mean don't do anything until you learn everything. You simply learn as you go. But allow time. And then the H is head into action. The speed of growth in your business will always be determined on the speed of implementation. How quickly do you take something that you learn or hear or you've seen and then implement it in your business? We've had top producer in our office for the last 2 days. Some agents showed up. Some agents didn't. Why didn't the ones that talk about wanting to learn how to use a database not show up? I don't know. It's a mystery of the universe. He'll be here again today in our office. Maybe you in your office have some different type of database. It doesn't matter. The point is the people that are most successful will take what they learned yesterday or today and they'll apply it the same day. So I learned a neat feature on Top Producer on my phone, and last night we had a group of us that went out to a little social and we were hanging out, and I met some body talking about real estate, and I literally took out my phone and opened up my Top Producer app and added them right there into my phone and put them on a campaign. Where in the past I would have swapped information with them and added them to my database and put them on a campaign later. But because of one little thing I heard, the speed of growth is always going to be based on the speed of implementation. How fast do you implement what you're learning? And then, so that's head into action. And then the E is expect problems. Listen, this is real estate. Expect problems to occur. You might work with a client and you're about to close and they go buy a car and now they don't qualify for their home loan. Or you have an issue with inspections. Expect problems to occur. That's why they pay you the big bucks to be a realtor. Because the law of navigation says you're going to help people navigate through the process. And if you're helping them navigate through, then there will always be problems that will arise. And the true masters or the true pros in this business are those that can help others navigate through that process and overcome those challenges and those problems that arise. It used to be in real estate that we were in the information business. I remember my mom had a room in her office, and it was the MLS room. And the MLS room was full of books. The MLS book. That's where your house went. If you listed your house the day after the MLS book came out, you had to wait until the new MLS book came out. When someone called, they didn't have information on a property because they didn't have the MLS book. So they needed you to give them the information. Today, the consumer has the information before they ever even talk to the agent. So you're not in the information business. If you're not in the information business, stop being an order taker. Stop being an information giver. Someone calls on a house, how much is this house? And you tell them everything about it. That's not the business you're in. You're a consultant. You're helping people navigate through a process, one of the most complicated processes that is around, buying or selling a home. So expect problems to arise, and if you can expect problems to arise, then you can plan ahead to how you're going to overcome them when they come up. And I call it, it's just simply bulletproofing the transaction. Always point to success. That's the A. Always point to success. What does that mean? Well, when you're navigating through this process of moving towards a worthy ambition, a big goal, you need to celebrate the successes along the journey. Instead of constantly beating yourself up, which we do all the time, you need to celebrate the successes that you have. Even the small ones. I made 5 calls today. Celebrate that. Because the reality is, if you would have 5 meaningful conversations every single day with people, you would be a great realtor that made a lot of money. Because most agents don't have 5 meaningful conversations. There's a big difference. A meaningful conversation is where you ask for a referral or for an appointment with somebody. That's a little thing. See that success. When you get an appointment, celebrate the success. Set some goals during the week and go, I'm going to have 25 meaningful conversations this week. And if I do, I'm going to reward myself by taking my family out to dinner. Or set a consequence if you don't do it. Not to beat yourself up, something small. It doesn't have to be big. But to help you stay focused on the daily activity. But always point to the successes. See the good in your business. And then finally, the D is for daily review your plan. You should have a calendar that you use. You should be time blocking. You should know what you set your goals, and right now we're talking about working in these 90-day cycles. And you have your goals for your 90 days. I want to have this many transactions. I want to make this much income in the next 90 days. Then you break it down. What do I need to do in the next 30 days to make sure I'm on target to hit my 90-day goals? Then you break it down weekly. What do I need to do this week to make sure I'm on target to hit my monthly goal, to make sure I'm on target to hit my 90-day goal? And you break it down daily. What do I need to do today to make sure I'm on target to hit my weekly goal, to make sure that I'm on target to hit my monthly goal, to make sure that I'm on target to hit my 90-day goal? And your daily and weekly goals really are the activities. And you're monitoring. And if you're daily reviewing that plan, it's going to help you stay on task. So that's plan ahead. If you want to chart the course and be process-oriented, you need to plan ahead. Predetermine a course of action. Lay out your goals. And remember to make them smart. Adjust your priorities. Notify the key people in your world. Allow time for acceptance. Head into action. Expect problems to arise. Always point to successes. And daily review your plan. So right now, just write something down. If you're taking notes, I want you to write down your big goal for the next 90 days. What is it? It could be a personal goal, business goal, financial goal. What is the goal for the next 90 days? Don't overthink it. Just write it down. How much money would you like to make in the next 90 days? How many transactions would you like to make in the next 90 days? Maybe you have a health goal that you want to hit. Write down that goal. And what I want you to do with that is after this call, I want you to go back and I want you to follow the plan ahead steps that I just said. Predetermine a course of action to accomplish that goal. Lay out the smaller goals that will help you hit the bigger goals. Figure out what priorities you're going to have to adjust. Notify the key people in your world. Allow time for acceptance. Head into action. Expect problems. Always point to the successes. And then daily review your plan that you created for that goal. And as you navigate your way there, you need to have a good team around you. Your support staff in your office. your friends you hang out with. Who are you going to hang around so that you set yourself up for success and not failure? Charlie Tremendous Jones says, who I'll be in the next 5 years will be a direct result of the books that I've read and the people that I've surrounded myself with. So you have 90 days, 90, not even 90, until Christmas. And what you do right now will show up 90 days from here. And here's the reality. Those 90 days are going to come whether you want them to or not. So you can look up 90 days from now and say, wow, I'm on target to hit my goals. I'm setting myself up to go into 2016 with a phenomenal year of growth. Or 90 days from now, you could be going, I'm still where I am, and I haven't closed the gap at all, moving from where I am to where I want to be. It's your choice. It's up to you. I want to challenge you to set big goals and then break them down and create a plan of action to implement them. Next week, I'm going to be talking about a great couple of tips on how to generate leads from for sale by owners, from expired listings. And I'm also going to be sharing a couple of tips to grow your database as we come into the holiday season, what you can start to do to generate some leads and leverage your database. Hey, thank you for being on the call today. Share this call on Facebook, on Twitter. If you're listening over the telephone, you can't obviously do that, but you can log in through the website, blogtalkradio.com/megaagentcoach, or simply search for Jonathan Dupree and share that show. Bookmark that show. You can listen via the phone. You can listen via the internet. We've got some great events coming up December 4th. We're doing a large event called Relaunch in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at the Renaissance Hotel. We've got lots of speakers coming in, trainers specifically talking about how to set yourself up for a phenomenal 2016 in your real estate business. Thanks again for being on the call. Have a great weekend.